The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Herod was the one who had John the Baptist arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married. John had said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Herodias harbored a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, and kept him in custody. When he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed, yet he liked to listen to him. She had an opportunity one day when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers, his military officers, and the leading men of Galilee. Herodias' own daughter came in and performed a dance that delighted Herod and his guests. The king said to the girl, "Ask of me whatever you wish, and I will grant it to you." He even swore many things to her. "I will grant you whatever you ask of me, even to half of my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" She replied, "The head of John the Baptist." The girl hurried back to the king's presence and made her request. "I want you to give me at once on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was deeply distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests, he did not wish to break his word to her. So he promptly dispatched an executioner with orders to bring back his head. He went off and beheaded him in the prison. He brought in the head on a platter and gave it to the girl. The girl, in turn, gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The Gospel of the Lord. It's a very dark and sordid tale, and it's hard to see, you know, how this is good news. You know, where is the gospel in all of this? I think there's a lot for us for our instruction here. There's a lot to take note of, and there's a lot, I think, to stir our hearts and orient us aright this day. So one of the things, for me at least, that jumps out in this passage is just some of the clarity here around the different people in the scene. You know, it's with clarity that we hear about Herodias, who harbored a grudge against John and, quote unquote, wanted to kill him. You know, this isn't really her honesty. There's some of her transparency here, but it's not as though she's offering that. We can insinuate that from the fact that this particular request was made after her daughter performs the dance, and so on and so forth. But there's real, in the gospel, there's a real sense of, say, breaking open or uncovering the hidden thoughts of the heart, so that they can be dealt with. They need to be exposed one way or another. But once we see this with clarity, we're just waiting for the rest of the story to unfold. And I think that we see throughout the gospel the unfolding of the desires of human hearts. So although there is this clarity about the disorder within Herodias, I forgot the sentence. Okay. It's half a sentence. You guys don't care about this. Okay. So what should I say? What should I say? No. Why is it that that John is killed? Yeah, it's because of the hidden thoughts of hearts, the hidden disorder within hearts. And we see it on the surface. We see what it does, but we know what drives it. It's within. And so the challenge for us today is to examine the hidden thoughts of our hearts. We can, on the surface, any number of things could be going on for us. We could live quote-unquote good lives. We could be ashamed of some part of our life. We might feel ourselves with disordered affections in this way or that way. Or we may just think, you know, we're God's gift to the world. Okay, it's not that important. What we need to do, though, is we need to get underneath. We need to be open. We need to be vulnerable before God. We have to be honest in front of Him, to not disclose, but to hand over ourselves as we are. And in that sense, we could see, you know, at the beginning of this passage, things are written clearly. We know that there's opportunity for conversion at any number of parts of this story. There are many opportunities to turn around, right? There are many opportunities to give up on the self-seeking and the quest for power and so on and so forth. But they're not taken. I don't know if that's because these people can't be honest with themselves, or just that they really are so hell-bent on what it is they've determined their quest in life to be. But all of that should give us, should allow us or make us take this opportunity to go within and see what it is that drives us. Why do we do what we do? And I'm not going to say that, you know, you do what you do because you have some of the same motivations of heart that we see here in the gospel passage. But it's a great opportunity for us to do this. Now, here's the gospel, the good news, is that John is going after Herod. John is going after Herod because Herod is making a claim, or wants to be known as the king of the Jews. And John is saying, what you're doing makes it clear that you are not. And John can say that because he knows who is. And it's Jesus. Jesus is the king. And here we see Herod himself still in slavery to sin. And we know Jesus has the power to liberate us all from our slavery to sin. So we see the disorder of human hearts on display in this gospel passage more than perhaps any other, aside from Jesus' own passion and death. But here we also have the answer, because the proclamation of Jesus, even in this passage, goes out throughout the world that Jesus can liberate us from sin if we come before God with ourselves as we are, whatever there is in us, disorder or order, wherever we fall in there, we give ourselves to Jesus, who will make something good and perfect out of that offering that we make to God through and with and in Him.